I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but I feel better after that. That was an hour's worth of escape music, and we really spotlighted Bill Withers, having just lost Bill Withers at 81 years old. Some great music from him, and we killed it off there with Jimi Hendrix at the end. It's the top of the hour. It's 10 o'clock, and I promise you we'd be hearing from Captain Rachel Johnson from the Laguna Beach Police Department to give us an update on how we're doing here in town. Captain Johnson, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good night. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And always, always, I know your day is busy, so we do appreciate the time you spend with us. Can you give us a little update on how the closures are? How are we handling the closures, the trailheads, and the beaches themselves? Are we finding everyone's pretty much cooperating?
Well, for the most part, everyone is cooperating. We're finding a few people here and there that are trying to get on the beach or get into the water or onto one of the parks, but compliance is really high, and we're very grateful for that. We're very grateful to the community for helping us out during this time.
Excellent. Excellent. I was going to ask you, since we're now in the beginning of April, I'm curious as to what the March crime statistics would look like. Have you received those? Do we know?
We were working on those when I was in the office yesterday, and they're not final, but I will tell you that crime is down for the month of March, and I attribute that a lot to the fact that everybody's home.
Right.
So very difficult to commit those crimes of opportunity without a window of opportunity. So right now we are experiencing a lull in crime, and it's mostly due to the stay-at-home order.
Okay. Now, I saw on social media that some of the plastic fencing that we had put up to keep people potentially off of beaches or trailheads or whatever, that some of those were cut. Did we ever discover who the vandals were, or are they still doing it, or have we changed the fencing?
Well, we have not discovered who the vandals are. They generally do it when no one's there or under the cover of darkness. So we haven't discovered that. One of our daily tasks is to go around to all the closures and make sure that the snow netting is still up. And if it's not, we repair it so that the closure remains in place. Okay. So we're just continuing to monitor those closures. We're continuing to monitor the snow netting. And we repair it as necessary.
Okay. And if necessary, will you feel the need to go to maybe metal fencing?
Well, I hope that's not necessary. I hope that we're able to just get compliance because metal fencing is expensive and requires a lot of labor to get it in. But, you know, should we really encounter some significant issues, you know, that's always an option, but I just hope we don't have to go there.
Right. And we were talking just a minute ago about the March crime statistics. I'm guessing that DUIs must be substantially down.
Well, you know, it's very difficult to drive intoxicated when you can't really get any alcohol in anywhere. So anecdotally, I can tell you that DUIs are down, but we're still getting a few because people are, you know, they're still able to consume alcohol, you know, be it at their, you know, place of residence. And so we're still getting a few here and there. We're still getting a few incidences of DUI drugs. But overall, arrests are down just because simply because people are at home and it's far more difficult to commit crimes when you're at home.
Right. We found out yesterday that city manager John Pitig had been tested positive for coronavirus, COVID-19. Are there any officers that are sick that you're aware of?
No. And, it's very, very sad to hear that Mr. Pitig was ill. But I will tell you that his foresight in having us socially distanced weeks ago is really what has contained the spread of this, especially amongst our staff. We meet every day, and if we had been meeting every day in person all this time, you know, who knows what could have happened. So I'm very grateful for his foresight and his direction in that regard.
Agreed.
With regard to police officers, everybody's well. Everybody's doing fine. We're conducting our briefings outside,
okay. And
we're making sure that everyone stays very, very far away from each other. So it's a huge, huge circle in the back parking lot, and we give briefings every day to ensure that everyone's socially distancing, and we are really reinforcing in our daily briefings the hygiene procedures. We're having the officers clean the interior of their police vehicles at the beginning and the end of their shifts just to ensure that everything is clean. We provide them with masks and gloves and all the personal protective equipment they need to get through the day. So I think that all of those measures that we have been doing for past 3 weeks now are really bearing fruit in the form of a healthy workforce.
That's a great example you're setting. I appreciate that. So in the coming weeks, we know that we're not expected to see the peak of the virus until mid to late April. In the coming weeks, are we beefing up, or what are the plans with the police department in the coming weeks as far as our community goes?
Well, what we're doing right now is just we're trying to prepare for that surge. We're trying to keep our workforce healthy. we're trying to start some best practices right now with regards to patrol patterns. And we're really just trying, we're waiting like everyone else is. We're just trying to be ready with personal protective equipment, with a healthy workforce, and with some contingency plans. But right now, what we spend most of our time doing are patrol checking areas in the city that have been impacted by the shelter in place of the stay-at-home order that the governor has put out. Last night, our officers conducted 62 patrol checks of the area, 62 businesses or buildings that they went out to because they know that they're closed. They know that they're either closed completely or they have reduced hours, and they're going out to these places every day, every shift, to ensure that things are secure, to ensure that no one's engaging in vandalism or other acts of malicious mischief. So we're pretty busy at the police department right now. Our calls for service have not decreased; they've just changed.
Excellent. You have to conform to the times, really, I guess. So excellent.
Right.
Before we head off, is there anything you'd like to tell our community?
I want to thank the community. I have been nothing but grateful for all the positive words of encouragement, for all the compliance we've had with our beach closures, for everyone really banding together as a community to stop the spread of this virus and flatten that curve. So I thank everyone for their continued patience, their continued engagement. Please pay attention to the city's website. We provide daily updates 5 days a week. And we're really trying to get as much information as we have to provide out to the community so they can be best informed as to what's going on right now.
Well, thank you very much. And Captain Johnson, on behalf of the community and the radio station and my family who lives here, I really appreciate the police department. We appreciate you and your service, your frontliners. You're putting it on the line every single moment you're out there, and we very much appreciate it.
Thank you. We're honored to do it.
Thank you. That's Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, KXFM.